إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today we're going to talk about tafa'ul, being optimist, optimism, optimistic, in a way that we need it today more than anything else. You cannot be a pessimist. And in that, believing in Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula, that's what the scholars say. At-tafa'ul huwa al-husnu al-dhanni billah. Being an optimist, being optimistic is to have positive thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula. Knowing yaqeenan, certainty, that everything happens in the will of Allah, by the permission of Allah. And some of the righteous used to say, I used to ask, why do I see a smile on your face all the time? His astahi, his I'm ashamed, I'm bashful not to have a smile on my face if I know everything tajri bi maqadirillah. Everything happens with the will of Allah. So whatever happens to me, I have to be happy because it's good. No matter what happens to me, it's good. And that's what Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told us over 1400 years ago, and so many ways, even throughout wars, as you will see today, inshallah. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. I wonder about that, the state or the status of the affairs of a true believer. Everything happens to them is good. إِنْ أَصَابَهُ. If everything happens to him that is good and he's grateful, فَشَكَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهُ. If he goes through good and he's grateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase and give him more. أَصَابَهُ ضَرَّاءُ فَصَبَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And even if you go through difficulties and you're patient, that is also good for you. Because your sins will fall off you like that, the tree sheds off the leaves. So no matter what happens, as long as you're a true believer, it's good. وَمَا يَكُونُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And that is only for a true believer. Why? Because you believe in the unseen. You believe in the unknown. Even though, عَسَىٰ تَكْرَهُ شَيْءٍ وَخَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You think something is bad, but really it is ultimately good. And that's why التفاؤل, being an optimist, is among the beliefs of Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula. حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ. You think of the positive thoughts of Allah. And that's why nations have risen with the tafa'ul. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you're going to tell me something, if you're going to send me a messenger to relay a news to me, send me someone with a smiling face, someone with a pleasant appearance, someone with a good name. As a matter of fact, in Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, in the time of the Treaty of the Hudaybiyah, when they were supposed to perform a Umrah, and they were denied, even then, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they received Suhail ibn Umar to negotiate with them, he says, Suhail, suhila amrukum, or sahhal Allahu amrukum. He says, the word Suhail comes from ease. So he says, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tafa'al, even with a name, he had some positive thoughts. With a name, he says, سُهِّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ أَوْ سَهَّلَ اللَّهُ أَمْرَكُمْ.
From the word Suhail, that's it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the case, actually bestowed ease upon them. As a matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى That hereafter is better for you than this dunya. But some of the opinions says that one in the end is better than the first one. What does that mean? أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى So not just the hereafter is better for you than this life, but he's talking about سياق الحديث. The actual ayat comes in, he tells you something negative and it comes with positive in the end. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى Were you not an orphan? And he gave you means for you to be looked after? وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى Were you not searching for the truth? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you? وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى Weren't you not in need? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was self-sufficient for you? Was suffice for you? So it wasn't just the hereafter and the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى The one that is in the end is better than that first one. Even in the ayat in itself, is telling you that. Even in the battlefield, this is the ahzab, the trench, even the khandaq. When things were looking grim, 10,000 army outside of that trench waiting for them. And they came down to 3,000 in the end, or less. People were fleeing. And even the allies that were supposed to keep a covenant, a pledge of allegiance, a treaty that they had between each other, they actually forfeited. They nullified the treaty. Now not the people that are actually holding you back or protecting you back, they're going to let the enemy through. No, they're going to join the army and kill you from the back. That's bad news. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent two men. He says, if you hear good, tell me and declare it. Declare it out loud, publicly. But if you hear none, just give me a hint. Don't declare it. Which means what? We're not supposed to spread bad rumors, brothers and sisters. We're supposed to spread the word is good. That's psychological warfare. I'm pretty sure you know it by now. They're celebrating something to make the fear upon you. You know, the SDI, Strategic Defense Initiatives. You know, with a button, we can do this for you. Don't be afraid. إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمِعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ Didn't they do that before? Over 1400 years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, people tell you, oh, their allies have come. You're destroyed. You're toast, man. He says, no. فَزَادَهُمْ This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases their iman. But what did they say? وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ They only said what they said. It says, sufficient Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be our protector, our guide. He says, فَانْقَلَبُوا فَالْتَعْقِيبُ Right away. And from there, what happens? From a defeat to a win. That's it, done. But we have to be tested. As a matter of fact, these two went out and they looked at the people we had the treaty with. Like the history repeats itself, subhanAllah, ajeeb. And we don't learn. The history repeats itself. We make a treaty broken, promises, and all of that stuff, the theoretical that you see on your screen all the time. Oh yeah, we're looking for peace, sure. But you're looking for peace, dude, you're taking the land. How could that be peace? You're settled, it's against UN, against every rule in town. Oh, we're still looking for peace. How could that be, dude? Anyway, we're staying here for now. Allah musta'an. So these two people came back and told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Adl wal Qara. He says, Adl wal Qara, these Adl wal Qara are two tribes. Those one that betrayed that, and they betrayed the 70 reciters. That they were supposed to say, you know, we want to be embrace Islam. Send us your best. So he sent the scholars, he sent the Hafaz, the Qura, 70. They betrayed them. They ambushed them. Yeah, I'm sending you aid, and they just said, no, we want to embrace Islam. And that's why we have to check whoever is becoming a Muslim. Because you've heard ex-Muslim. Yeah? What they come into is, oh, I used to be a Muslim. Now I'm the enemy. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you this. فَامْتَحِنُوهُنْ. Check them out. Why are you becoming Muslim? Because I married this guy? I want to marry this girl? Ajeeb. So now, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard the two words, عَدْلُ وَقَارَ, those tribes that betrayed us, and they ambushed our scholars and reciters. He says, Allahu Akbar, أَبْشِرُوا بِالنَّصْرِ. Absolutely had nothing to do with what he heard. He said, Allahu Akbar, God is greater. Have good news, the glad tidings, we are going to win. Can you imagine? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that. Yes, true. But you understand how he spread the good news, and he didn't spread any bad news. And even as he was striking, Allahu Akbar, I've seen that the places that are open for me in the Sham. Allahu Akbar, I've seen this open place in Masajid here. Tuya li al-ard, it's the whole earth, I can see it. I see Masajid here. And he says, Wallahi, we have stones on our stomach from hunger. We're afraid, we don't even know. I haven't prayed yet. I'm walking around going, these people are coming to kill us anytime. I haven't prayed. And we're praying as we're walking along. I missed the prayer. I'm hungry. And he says, Allahu Akbar, I have seen that. We got the fada, we got the pistol, we got Allahu Akbar. That is the ultimate tafawd. And there's more, but a second one, inshallah, we'll talk about the roadmap and how we can get there and the examples that we have to follow in order for us to stay positive no matter what happens around you. Because we don't want this dunya, it's just a means. Or is it a wasila? It's not the ultimate, it's not our goal. It's just a means to a goal. So no matter what happens here, it's only life. That's what my brothers used to tell me, wallahi. Whatever happens, it's only life. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best in this life and the best in the hereafter and make us among those who have an optimistic point of view and attitude. Alhamdulillah wahda wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be the ultimate, the epitome of tafa'ud. He's the best of everything. To lead by example, to teach us to be still optimistic about everything. And he says, la tatayur. You know what you used to, a long time ago, what they used to do is they have a bird and they throw it up in the air. If it goes left, oh no, I can't travel. This bird went left. That's bad news. It's gonna crash. Don't take this airline, man. And you're gonna take a bird, it's gonna turn right. Oh, it's good. Okay, let's go left. He says, no. We don't have superstition in Islam. We have good thoughts and positive. Believing in everything. How could you when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed everything for you 120 days in the womb of your mother? So why are you afraid? Why are you worried? That's why the scholars will tell you that the two things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed for you among the four that are written in the womb is your umr, your lifespan is already guaranteed. Nothing is going to increase it or decrease it. So why do you have to live like a cat, live like a lion, Yaji? Be a slave to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fula, not to slave to anything else. And if your rizq is already guaranteed for you, why do you have to beg, my brothers and sisters? If you know that it comes from Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula, the only thing you have to worry about is where do I get it from and how do I spend it? Because that's what I'm going to be asked about. If that's the case, look what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to actually tell others. Even in Sulaqa, we know the stories, it's just a reminder. There's 100 camel, is a bounty on the head of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you hear these stories all the time, and Sulaqa comes in, it's a long story, but we already know it, I'm just reminding you. So when he comes in, he says, كَيْفَ بِكَ يَا Sulaqa? What do you think, Sulaqa, when you have the jewelry of Kisra? Jewelry of Kisra? You know, like Caesar, you have the greatest, the two power worlds and empires and countries with the strongest army and the biggest army. I'm telling you, listen, you're going to wear the jewelry of, she'll name remain nameless, that person, whatever that is. So you can understand that? She says, what are you talking about? But Prophet Muhammad had the yaqeen, which is the fawl. Doesn't matter. He still had that positive attitude, no matter what happens, because he had yaqeen with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I'll tell you the secret. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a secret in one ayah, and so many. But one ayah at least that tells you, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُ بِي. Okay. So what he said, if they ask you about me, if my slaves ask you about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. He didn't say فَقُلْ لَهُمْ. This in the siyaq, the other one says tell them. No, no, he cut the middle man. Fats right away, fat taqib, I mean. Fa'inni, right here, I'm here. Don't tell them, no, I'm here. Nun mushaddada tawkid. Again, in one letter is telling you, for sure I'm here. What did he say? Now here are the conditions. You're gonna make a dua, there are three conditions according to the scholars. You have to, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. That means you obey my command. Obedience, ta'ah. As we mentioned before, if your children don't do what you ask them to do, they're asking you for a PS4, are you going to give it to them? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking you for things to do and things not to do, and you don't obey. But he says, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ. Obey. Follow. Heed to that command. وَلْيُؤْمِنُ. Again, and believe in me. So believing in tafa'ul is one of the conditions. It says, the dua is ikhlas. So their conditions are, when you make the dua, you have ikhlas for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, me, ask me. So are we going to ask Ya Ali? Anymore? Ya Muhammad? Alayhi salam. Ya Sayyida? Are we going to do that anymore? No. Allah says, ask me. Not ask that deceased person. With all due respect to all Ahlul Bayt, we love them to death, wallahi. But at least read the Quran, ya akhi. إِنَّ الْمَسَاجِدِ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. This masajid for Allah, don't ask anyone except Allah. This is what the Quran says. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَجَعَلْتَنِي لِلَّهِ نِدَّا. Are you making me equal with Allah? No, ask Allah, don't ask me. So he says, the first thing is dua, ikhlas, sincere in the dua, only him, me. He says, and the third one, as we talked about, iman and obedience. Three. The scholars, what did they say? He said there is two istithna. Istithna ul-ulama. Two things are istithna. Da'wat al-madlum wa da'wat al-muttar. The one, the dua of the one that is being oppressed. It says, laysa li ahlihi min al-dua, walakin huwa min rahmatillahi, bi'adlillahi min. So they say the one that is actually being oppressed, it's not because of the dua now, it's because of the justice, the infinite justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, na'am uttar, in dire need, desperate. He says, it's by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they made istithna for two. The rest, we have to be in the same boat. Now understanding that, my brothers and sisters, even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Aam al-Huzna, as we know it. Most people think Aam al-Huzna is because of the death of Khadija radiallahu anha wa'an umhatu bin al-Ajma'in. Wa'an the uncle, Abu Talib, of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The death of his wife radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with all of them. And the death of his uncle. And the scholars will tell you that's the majority of people what they think. But the truth behind it was, is that he didn't have da'wah anymore. You cannot do propagation. Invite others to Islam. بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. He says that the blessing, that this pleasure, the provisions and the sustenance and the bounties of Allah upon you is what? Islam. Spread it. So once that's taken away from you, even a da'iyah, if they take da'wah from them, that's it, they might as well die. There's nothing left in the world. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّا الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who is better in speech than those who invite others to the path of Allah and do righteous deeds and say, among those, I'm among those who submit their will to Allah. There's nothing better than that, أخي and أختي. So we talked about da'wah before. It says, كُنْ صَادِقًا فَإِنَّ صِدْقَ دَعْوَةً كُنْ وَلِيًّا فَإِنَّ الْوَلَاءَ دَعْوَةً. So we said this is what the mutaharrik. This was the last time we talked about. We want Islam mutaharrik, a walking Islam. So your best da'wah is being the best of akhlaq. So today we have to be mutafa'il. Doesn't matter how many people. Look outside, grim, gray. But you have a smile on your face. You know why? Because I'm thinking, on Judgment Day, I'll be shaded on Judgment Day with the shade except Allah's shade. In heaven, there is no snow. It doesn't matter. Wallahi, everything happens to you in life, Shaykh. That's how you think about it. You know what? I have to cook. I have to clean. I have to go buy something. I have to do whatever it is. Everything in your life, I have to go to work. I have to pay taxes. I have to ask the boss. I don't mean your wife. I mean the real boss. And so on and so forth. And the children. And all of that stuff. All you have to think about is in the hereafter. Different. In Jannah, there's nothing like that. And that's why the approved believer should believe in everything. That you have to turn it into positive. That's how the Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to do it. Yes? And that's how we should do it from now on. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that time, a ta'if, difficult. He thought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not very pleased with him. And that's why things are not going very smooth with him. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him, and honored Addas with sending Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to him. Could you imagine? Addas radiallahu anhu, Allah sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to him. Isn't that amazing? Even then, Jibreel alayhi salam descends. He says, no, you think that Allah is angry with you? You don't know who you are? Let me show you who you are. Take him on the seventh heaven. Take him on the ascension. And he sends the angel of the mountains. If you want something, you know what? We can take these people out. You're well connected. They're messing with the wrong guy. But look at the tafawul. That's what the scholars, they take from that story is a tafawul. You hear the stories a lot, but from this story, you're going to take tafawul now. What did he say? No, no, no. Don't do that. Because what? From their lineage. Isn't that optimism, Shaykh? He says, no, from their lineage will come those who will say, La ilaha illallah. Yes, isn't that amazing? Tafawul. Tafawul in everything. He says, Adi, ya Adi. Adi, who's Adi? Adi ibn Hatim al-Ta'i. Hatim al-Ta'i is among the people who are Aliyat al-Qawm, the noble, very rich, very famous. His son Adi, he fled from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the conquest. In Mecca, so he said, you know, he's afraid now. He says, Ya Adi, what do you know? And you know this era? It's a place. It's in Persia. Far, very far. He says, what about it? He says, there will come a time, because he's looking. What did he do? He's standing in front of Prophet Muhammad, and one man comes to him and says, Yashtaki al-Faqr. One man comes in front of Ali. This is a very big, big name. Standing in front of him, a man comes in, he goes to Ya Rasulullah, and he's actually complaining about being poor. Another man comes in, he's afraid of what? He says, the qatta' al-turuq, you know, the thieves. So he's talking, he says, these people here are very poor and they're afraid. So now Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, look at his intellect. He looks at him and he does his key. He's maybe la'allaka, you don't want to become a Muslim because you think we're poor and we're afraid and we're few and all of that. He's but wallahi. You know that so far away. It's actually northeast of the peninsula. So far in Persia. Here's it's the woman in that Hawdaj. You know, it's a woman that comes in the caravan. Here's wallahi, will be going from there to Mecca, la takhaf. Nothing. She will fear none. Nothing. He says, what did the treat? What about these people? What about these tribes? I know these tribes. These tribes are bad thieves. They're killers. He's in his mind, he's thinking. It's impossible that she will be safe. He says, and if you live, we will take the Kisra. We will take the Kisra. Caesar that we talked about. And if you live, we will open this and we will do that. And a man will come with the gold and silver, asking people to take, please take my silver, take my gold, take my zakat. And none will accept. You know what that means? will be rich. I don't need it anymore. He says, Wallahi, I have seen the woman coming from Persia all the way to Mecca in the houses in the caravan, no fear, peace. I have seen it. And I was among the people who fought and won in Caesar. And we got the jewelry. And Wallahi, he hasn't seen the third one. But the scholars will tell you it was there at Abdullah Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu. When the people who actually used to do put what? Put the money by threads to people just come in and take it. And they will wake up in the morning and the money's still there. Now you can imagine if we put money outside here, what happens? May Allah help us, Allah. So you understand that this is what Prophet Muhammad ﷺ promised. And that's why the scholars will tell you tafawud in everything. Tafawud even in what? When you get married, tafawud. بارك الله لكما وبارك عليكما وجمع بينكما في خير. This dua is tafawud. May Allah bless you, shower His blessing upon you, and gather your goodness. Tafawud even in your children. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا المتقين إماما. Allah grant us from the spouses and the children the apple of the eye, and make all these from المتقين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. الله سبحانه وتعالى has given you a command. Now, a negation is stronger than the confirmation. The scholars will tell you, if Allah tells you not to do it, it's stronger than do it. So he says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Allah is telling you that. Never despair of Allah's mercy. لا تيأسوا. من ييأس من روح الله. Never despair. And never give up. ولا تهنوا. ولا تحزنوا. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ وَلَا تَهِنُوا. تَهِنُوا meaning a weakness in the body. You know when you feel depressed, you feel like you're broken? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا. No, don't be defeated. Not psychologically, not physically. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. And don't be saddened because of this weakness. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. And you're in a higher stage. It is enough for you that you hear Allahu Akbar all the time. The first thing you heard when you came to this life was supposed to be Allahu Akbar in your right ear by your father. You hear the adhan, Allahu Akbar. You hear the iqama, Allahu Akbar. You say Allahu Akbar before you move and everything. So why are you afraid when you know that Allahu Akbar? So we have to be optimistic no matter what happens. Our eternal abode is Jannah, inshaAllah. That's what we have to look for. May Allah grant us Jannah with no account of grace. Make among those optimistic. Ameen. Wa khidawa. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Ameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. قالوا إنك الحمد لله من غير أي واجب عليك سلطان اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الأولين والآخرين ومن عامل اللهم أنصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين وأعني بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين وأذل الشرك والمشركين أعداءك أعداء الدين أوقع الكافرين في الكافرين أوقع الظالمين في الظالمين وأخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالإسلام قائمين احفظنا بالإسلام قاعدين احفظنا بالإسلام راقدين ولا تشبه بنا الأعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعد ما دخلنا وتار من تحتنا أقول ما تسمعون فما كان فيه من نسيان فمني ومن الشيطان والله ورسوله من براء وأعوذ بالله ذكركم به وأجزاء وأقم الصلاة. Let him see the heart of God.